Massachusetts Democrats pushing commission to prioritize hiring Muslims for state jobs. By Warner Todd Houston on August 5, 2026. Massachusetts Democrats are pushing a DEI-style religious preference bill that would help prioritize the hiring of Muslims for state jobs. The bill is called an Act Promoting the Civil Rights and Inclusion of American Muslims in the Commonwealth. Senate Bill S.2134 and House Bill H.3351. Which would raise a commission of 11 Muslims who would advise and recommend hiring practices favoring Muslims to fill appointed government positions in the base state. The bill would also go much further than just hiring policy. Indeed, backers hope that the commission would cajole the state government to consider Muslim issues in a wide range of areas, from lawmaking, to education, to health care, business outreach, and cultural recognition, and would also have input on so-called hate crimes. While Massachusetts Democrats are working on a bill to have a commission where Muslims weigh in on every piece of legislation and put Muslims in every level of government. Yes, this is 100% real. Update on the Allahu Akbar commission that legislators in Massachusetts want to. pic.twitter.com/s2rfsq9th. Wall Street Apes, at Wall Street Apes, August 4, 2026. According to backers, the bill would create a link between Massachusetts Muslim communities and insider government operations. It would give the Muslims on this commission the power to create research papers and guidance for government practices, and then allow them to use the color of governmental authority to reach out to the business community to further entrench their ideals. The commission would be tasked with imposing themselves on the legislative process if they think bills under consideration would affect Muslims. And it would give the commission a say in how the state treats Islamophobia. Massachusetts has always prided itself on being a leader in equality and civil rights, a legacy this bill builds upon, the bill's sponsor, Democrat State Senator Jamie Eldridge, said. American Muslims in my district and across the Commonwealth enrich our communities as students, healthcare workers, educators, small business owners, and civic leaders, Eldridge continued. This commission will help the state better understand and address the challenges they face, while strengthening inclusion and civic participation. Fox News notes that Muslims make up about 3% of Massachusetts' population. Susan Eldridge is aiming to allow the tiny percentage of the state's population to have a large voice in state hiring practices and maybe even veto power of proposed legislation. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.